This week, the world of social media has been buzzing over how two social networks, Instagram and Twitter, are changing their feeds. And joining us to explain is Julia Turner, editor-in-chief of Slate. And Julia, some people seem to be mourning the loss of the real-time timeline, so explain.
People are so freaked out about chronology. They love these reverse chronological feeds that they're used to on Twitter and Instagram, which just showed you all of the tweets or posts of everyone that you signed up to follow in the order that they were posted. The reason that some people feel passionate and excited about that practice is, of course, the big blue F, Facebook, which many years ago changed that practice and introduced an algorithmic news feed that only shows you the things that it thinks you will like to see. The big news this week is that Instagram has announced that it will be changing to an algorithmic feed, so you'll no longer see Instagram posts in order. There was also a bit of a flap because Twitter, which announced in February that it would be rolling out an algorithmic feed, has rolled that out more widely, which has some users ruffled.
Well, Julia, let me ask you. I'm a heavy Twitter user, and I was kind of freaked out by the algorithm, too, because for me, the whole point as a journalist of Twitter is the real-time interaction there. But tell me a little bit more about Instagram. Why did they decide to make this move?
Well, Instagram is owned by Facebook, so I don't think anybody who's a close analyst of the technical scene was totally surprised by this. The companies share DNA, and I think Facebook has seen the rewards of having a feed that is algorithmically driven. It's stickier. It keeps users coming back more often. I think the advertisers, who, of course, monetize the whole place, like it as well because it allows them to get their ads seen by more people. So it's not a surprise.
Why do you think Instagram and Twitter users got so worked up about it?
First, the people who've gotten worked up about it are vocal, but they're not necessarily numerous. And I think you and I, as members of the journalism tribe, are probably followers of some of the most vocal, dissidents in this move, right? So, you know, I think for the most part, it makes these services work better and be more useful for most users. But to the degree that people are, and many people are, and not just journalists, I think it's about control. I think what this really comes down to is you feel, when you're subject to an algorithm, like you are no longer the boss of this space where you spend time. And also that they think they know you better than you do.
Exactly.
And that's unsettling, right? Like, you think, I know that I want to follow this mix of food bloggers and old friends from college and random people I met once at a tech conference and interested in their yoga routines and their strange arty photos of cement cracks. Like, great. But but actually, Instagram may find out that you prefer the arty photos of the cement cracks to the food porn. And actually, you don't ever click on or like or interact with people's breakfast pictures. And so they're going to hide those from you. In general, that's an unsettling feeling, to feel like a gigantic tech corporation that wants to sell your attention for money knows you better than you know yourself. But it's not wrong.
Jury's still out for me, I have to say. But the last thing that you said leads me to the final question here, because money. I mean, this is a big deal for Instagram and Twitter. I mean, Twitter is desperately trying to grow its user base. They're trying to keep people once they come in and become Twitter users. I mean, the business side of this, isn't that a big part of what's driving the adoption of algorithms?
Absolutely. And frankly, all of the complainers who use Twitter so obsessively that they can't understand why anybody would want this should be happy that it's happening, because Twitter desperately needs to get more people to use it, or at least its leaders and people in charge of it and what happens to it seem to think that. So people who want the service to persist and be useful should be glad that Twitter is making this move.
Julia Turner is editor-in-chief at Slate. Julia, thanks so much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.